BBC News with Debbie Russ. Police are trying to establish the motive of a gunman who carried out a deadly shooting in Texas. US media outlets are identifying him as Devin Kelly, a military veteran dishonorably discharged from the Air Force 3 years ago. 26 people were killed when he opened fire at a Baptist church during a service in the Texas town of Sutherland Springs. He was found later dead in his vehicle. The U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has been accused of misleading senators after leaked documents known as the Paradise Papers disclosed his involvement in a company with financial ties to the Kremlin. The Democratic senator, Richard Blumenthal, told NBC television the connection was jaw-dropping. The U.S. Commerce Department said Mr. Ross hadn't done anything illegal. On the second day of his visit to Japan, President Trump has described America's trade relationship with Japan as neither fair nor open. He was speaking before talks with the Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe. Mr. Trump and his wife have also been visiting the Japanese emperor. Delegates from almost 200 countries meet in Bonn today at the first UN conference on climate change since President Trump announced his intention to withdraw the United States from the Paris Agreement. In a move likely to anger environmentalists, a White House advisor is expected to take part in a presentation promoting coal, natural gas and nuclear energy. The sacked Catalan leader Carles Puigdemont and four of his former ministers have been conditionally freed by a judge in Belgium. The judge said the five Catalans could not leave Belgium without the court's permission. They're expected to appear in court within 15 days. The Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, has announced plans to make every MP and senator declare their citizenship status. In October, the High Court found five politicians ineligible to sit in Parliament because they held dual nationality. BBC News.